proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. Today we begin a series on Israel and prophecy. But first we consider the situation of modern-day Israel. Jews have lived under the threat of attack from external enemies and from internal intifadas or uprisings. One of the most popular songs in Israel in recent times is entitled Oseh Shalom, meaning He Who Makes Peace. The song contains these words as translated from the original Hebrew. He who makes peace in his high places, he shall make peace upon us and upon all of Israel, and say Amen. The Jewish people long for peace from their enemies. The restoration of the ingathering of Jewish people into Israel began in 1948. It continues up to this day. Israeli government-sponsored programs brought Jews from many countries, including the Beta Israel, or Falasha, from Ethiopia. They've brought Jews from many countries to become immigrants into the State of Israel. Other Jews scattered throughout the world have made Aliyah, that is to say a pilgrimage, literally going up, immigrating into Israel. As of this writing, though, something less than 20% of the world's Jewish population actually lives in Israel. A greater ingathering of Jews to Israel will occur in the future. God himself will make this Jewish influx of immigration happen. Here are his words from the 10th chapter of the book of Zechariah. Quote, I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph, and I will bring them again to place them, for I have mercy upon them. And they shall be as though I had not cast them off, for I am the Lord their God, and will hear them. Unquote. God's promised restoration of the Jewish people to their homeland will last throughout the ages. In the 9th chapter of the book of Amos, God declared that, quote, I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land which I have given them. Unquote. God's promised restoration of the Jews will indeed last throughout the ages. But what about those Jews who return to Israel? What of their spiritual condition? Many of the Jews who come back to Israel return in a state of spiritual unbelief. As with their fellow Jews dispersed throughout the world, such Jewish people will lean upon their own righteousness as the way to obtain and retain God's favor. They believe that they can defend Israel in their own strength, but need to learn that it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence even in princes. God still has several sharp lessons he needs to teach the Jewish people. He needs to teach them to trust in him and to look to him first, and not as a matter of last resort when they're in danger. To that end, he has interesting plans for the Jewish people, plans which involve their danger. But yet God promised to deliver the Jewish people from danger. Again, as the author of Psalm 118 puts it, quote, It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man, unquote. The Jewish people will learn that over the course of the next few years. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.